Donald Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, pled guilty to tax fraud and campaign finance crimes. He pled guilty to 8 counts, including 5 counts of tax fraud and 2 for campaign financial violations. He also admitted to making false statements and violating federal law in relations to the notorious $130,000 hush money for Stormy Daniels in order to kind of keep her quiet when her and the president did their thing. Let's see here. The plea deal could reportedly include a sentence of 5 years. Dang. I wonder if like the president could pardon him. I mean, everybody would be up in arms about it, but can't the president?
I don't know.
Can't the president pardon whoever he wants? I mean, that would look bad.
That would look bad. I don't think that would happen.
I'd be like, man, don't run for re-election. Let me out your last couple of weeks.
I don't know what that means.
You know what a presidential pardon is? It's when they say like you're not guilty. Like, who is the lady Kim Kardashian helped out? She was this old black lady that was a drug dealer. And she got President
Alice
Trump.
Alice Johnson, I think.
Got President Trump to pardon her, so he ended her sentence. It's pretty much like, hey, you're out of jail. Like, you're forgiven. You're out.
Wild.
Yeah, so we'll see. I don't think that's going to happen in this case, but yeah, he could face up to 65 years behind bars. He'll find out coming up in December. So that sucks to have that hanging over your head for a little bit. We announced earlier in the week for Joe's Need to Know News that Colts announcer Bob Lamy, for like 32 years for the Colts, was retiring. And it came really quickly because, you know, the season's just about to start. You think he would have done it towards the end of last season. But there's an accusation out there now that he used racial slurs a couple of days before retiring. This is for... This is from Channel 13 right here. Let's see what they have to say.
She doesn't want her identity shown, but this radio employee tells 13 Investigates she had to speak out and share strong allegations against longtime voice of the Colts, Bob Lamy.
No legend, no person that you look up to uses that kind of hurtful language at all.
The employee says Lamy used a racial slur off the air in a conversation after a radio interview last Tuesday at Colts Camp. She says he was telling a story about when he worked at IMS, sharing what someone else said at the track.
He had asked me if the mics were off, and I said, yeah, you know, I turned everything off, you're fine. Bob Lamy's describing this person saying he was asked in an interview, do you think anyone's holding back their speed at IMS, you know, during quals? Do you think anyone's holding back? And that person had replied, there aren't any blank in this race.
She says Lamy didn't say blank in retelling that story.
He said the N-word, yeah. He thought it was okay to use that type of language at work. And he was like, oh, I'm so sorry if you're offended by this. Like, I didn't mean to offend anyone. And I was like, I'm black and I wouldn't ever say that word. And sort of just told him how it hurt me. And how I don't think he should say it ever, even if he's telling a story. And then once he saw my face and realized that he had messed up, he had started really, like, profusely apologizing and saying, please don't tell anybody. When I left, he said it again. He said, Gino, please don't tell anybody. Like, don't mention this to anyone. He knows that people lose their jobs for that.
A day later, Wednesday, the radio employee emailed the Human Resources Department at MS Communications. She says HR then contacted the Colts, Lamy's employer.
After they had talked to the Colts, they reached out to me and said, the Colts want more information. They want to know exactly what was said.
That was Friday. Multiple sources tell Eyewitness News Lamy was approached by the Colts Saturday about the alleged incident. On Sunday, they announced his retirement.
I didn't know about that. I don't think anybody did. So everybody has to have their day, you know, in the public, I guess, to say what they did or what didn't do. But I think that timeline's kind of interesting. It's like, oh, crap. Like, is that what he did? And it sucks because we all make mistakes and we say bad things because everybody, like, loves this guy. He's been around for 32 years. Like, you think of Colts football, you think of that. But then it's like, ugh, that's what we have to think now?
Yep.
That's kind of a crappy way to go out right there. So I guess we'll get more information as it comes in, but that was kind of a breaking last night. Another sad thing here. I promise I got some good news today for Joe's Need to Know News, but just sad seeing this happen. Yesterday, the body of that missing Iowa student, remember that girl Molly Tibbetts?
Yes.
It was found in a field. Authorities say that this man, I believe it's Christian Rivera, was charged with first-degree murder in her death. He's in the U.S. actually illegally, too. He was being held on federal immigration detainer. Rick Rand from the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation tells the story of what Rivera told them about the night Molly Tibbetts disappeared.
We conducted a lengthy interview with Mr. Rivera, and during that interview, he tells that he sees Molly running and was able to come upon her, approach her, and while he was interfacing with her, he actually tells us that he ran alongside of her or behind her. And then at one point, he tells us that Molly grabbed a hold of her phone and said, "You need to leave me alone. I'm going to call the police." And then she took off running. He in turn chased her down. And then he tells us that at some point in time he blacks out. And then he comes to near an intersection in which we believe he then placed Molly.
I feel so bad for her and her family and everybody. I think after a while they kind of suspected the worst.
If you're ever in a situation like that, first of all, as women, try to be armed in some way. If you're not comfortable carrying a gun on you when you're jogging or whatever, absolutely carry pepper spray or a knife, something like that, if you're in that type of situation. But a really good tip is that if you press your home button, if you have an iPhone, 5 times, it will bring up 911 and call 911 for you.
Really?
Yes, without having to place it to your ear or whatever. That's a really good way. You can also text 911.
Liv, let me see your phone real quick.
But if you push the home button 5 times, that'll bring up 911 so you can call it without someone knowing that you're calling them. So please remember that, because that is a life-saving tip.
Wow. I didn't know that. Thanks, Alex. Let's switch it up a little bit. Can we talk about feet? Can we talk about toes?
God, do we have to?
Well, we
thought you said there was good news in this.
This
segment.
Is just like weird. I guess it doesn't involve like corruption or death or anything or racism. A driver was caught on video sucking a toe hardcore.
Oh my gosh! Yes,
I saw this. Exactly. The video will be up on the Need to Know News blog at RadioNowIndy.com.
The thing is, I thought he was eating a burrito.
I did too.
That's what it looks like.
He's got his hand. You got to see the video. He's got his hand around which we thought was a burrito. Maybe like, you know, in a white tortilla.
Yeah,
but
it was a sandwich or a burrito, but it's a freaking foot.
He was pretty much gagging himself or choking on the foot. It's happened in New Jersey at a red light. It's like, what the hell's going on? It looked like he was trying to gag himself before he realized I'm being filmed.
It's his wife or his girlfriend or somebody.
Somebody, I don't know, his grandma, whatever, but he's just doing his thing there at the red light, and the lady is in there on her phone, like, I don't know, playing Candy Crush. Totally relaxed. Didn't even look like she enjoyed it. Not like, oh, yeah, suck my toe.
She's used to this. This always happens to her at red lights with him.
And he's like, oh, toes.
Whoever that person was, their foot is identical to the color of a flour tortilla.
I agree.
Oh my gosh.
It's like double take. Like, oh, that's a foot. Thought it was a burrito. And our final story today for Joe's Need to Know News. Texas high school dress code video is getting a backlash here. A North Texas principal is apologizing for a viral video that was made to illustrate the school's dress code. The video, which features the song Bad Girls by MIA, ends with the girls being schooled on fashion that won't be tolerated on campus. It goes in the video, "Repeat after me, I will not wear athletic shorts." An instructor barks at them. Some students say the video shows a double standard, only showing girls violating the dress code. "I've seen boys who wear tank tops. I've seen boys who wear pants that are sagging and showing their underwear band, and that's also not dress code appropriate." But that's been never addressed. Here's a little clip, and you can see the full thing up on RadioNowIndy.com. It's like a bunch of girls standing around in the hallway. It looks like they're not wearing pants because their shorts are shorter. Uh-oh, they've been busted.
Okay, ladies, follow me.
So the girls are all walking down to the principal's office right now, and they're going to have to go into a detention. Let me fast forward a little bit to the clip right here where they're actually inside the detention area.
Strange.
I don't get it. The video's out there. You can check it out. But they bring up a good point. Guys do it all the time, too. I feel bad for women. Maybe I'm wrong. But doesn't most clothing, though, for women, it feels like it's more revealing than ever. Like, your shorts seem to be shorter. Not that you're trying to make them that way, but it's just the cut and the design of them. Am I wrong about that? Or is that just people choosing to wear that?
Well, they make shorts that are longer. But, yeah, I mean, that's not really in.
Yeah, please wear them to your knees. So you can check out this dress code violation video everybody's talking about. All this online at RadioNowIndy.com.